Frederick Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, V Pizza, Golf Cart Factory, South Coast Bank and Trust, Parker's, Advanced Rehabilitation, Gentlemen and Lady Outfitters, Ashley Business Solutions, Cunningham Jewelers, Live Oak Fiber, Dynamic Landscaping, Stretch Zone, Frederica Pharmacy, and by TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. And now, here's your host, the voice of the Frederica Academy Knights, Jeff Doak.
Welcome to the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. My name is Jeff Doak. We are here at V Pizza on St. Simon's, where we're at every Wednesday night, 7:30, throughout the 2024 football season. Frederica Knights Coaches Show, sponsored by V Pizza, Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, Cunningham Jewelers, Golf Cart Factory, South Coast Bank and Trust, Parker's, Advanced Rehabilitation, Gentlemen and Ladies Outfitters, Ashley Business Solutions, Live Oak Fiber, Dynamic Landscaping, Stretch Zone, and by Frederica Pharmacy. And now, joining us, to my left, the head coach of the Frederica Academy Knights, Mr. Brandon Derrick.
Thank you, having a good day. Kind of before we get started, I want everybody to... Tonight, when you got a chance, say a prayer for Appalachia High School up in North Georgia and Barrow, Georgia. They, do what? Oh, sorry.
It's close enough.
Got it as close as they could. But they had a shooting today. They lost their head football coach, I believe, in that shooting. So, also, there's a young man at Ware County High School. He's a great athlete, and he was diagnosed with cancer here just recently, and he's taken his third chemo in the last week and a half. It was pretty well documented there earlier. They didn't know anything about it, and then all of a sudden he found out, and it had progressed quite aggressively. So, you know, I just wanted to kind of put some things in perspective. We're all in here, we talk about football wins and losses, and there's a lot of things that you know, a little bit bigger than that in life. So pray for those people tonight when you get a chance.
Amen to that. I would love to be able to bring the mood back up after that by talking about last week's game, but alas, it's not exactly a good topic to do so. Tough game last Thursday night in Valwood, going up against the state champs. 48-14, the final score, and just had a hard time getting anything going all throughout the game, really.
Yeah, you know, we struggled. It was kind of what we said. We looked good for two plays and played one real bad play, and that one real bad play cost us. You know, we think we had fourth and one three times and we didn't convert. You know, and we had them on some third down long and fourth down situations, and they converted or scored or made a big play. So like I told the kids today, you know, we're there to make the play, but you got to make it. And you know, we can't make the play two out of three times and hope that they trip on the third one. You know, it's just one of them things that we got to try to make the play. We got to be there. And I told them also, you know, I started talking about last week, we're not going to talk about our youth anymore. We're five games in. It's time to go play football now. And we're still committing some of the same mistakes. We made some of them today in practice. And, you know, we've got to learn from it. We're watching game film. We watch it with the kids. I don't know how much they're actually watching outside of it, but they got to get an idea of what's going on, know the game situation, get a feel for it, read some keys, understand what they're doing, what the opponent's doing. So, big challenge for us this week because Tipped Area is a very good team, and we got to go on the road again, and we got to go play. But we've got to be coachable, and we got some things to clean up tomorrow as well. And it's not going to be a pretty day to do it. It's already, I think, the rain is here, and going to be pretty wet tomorrow trying to get it all cleaned up. But we got to get it cleaned up. The kids got to go play. We got to go execute. And I think Friday night it's going to be, you know, wet over in Chula. So we're going to have to go play.
This is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Now, to be fair, Thursday night game against Valwood, you're going up against the state champs, and they are just as upperclassmen heavy as we are underclassmen heavy. And to be honest, the way I saw it, I said it on the air, and I said to you when we sat down earlier in the week, this is the first game so far this season that the team has actually looked young. They were oversized against West Nassau. They definitely didn't look like a young team against Savannah High. This was the first time where they really looked. And how much of that, same question as before, let's see if it's changed any. How much of that was actual the youth of the team, the youngest of the team, and the inexperience, or the fact that you're going up against who is probably, when it's all said and done, going to be a back-to-back state champ?
Well, you know, you got to go on the road. You got to go over there. You got to play them. And it's a tough environment. It was loud. Their fans were rarely loud. They were into the game. And when you get looking at it, it's just an accumulation of things. Youth, long trip, you know, you're trying to get used to traveling, and we should be pretty good at it by this week when we go to Tipped Area. This will be our third trip on the road in a row. So, but for us, you know, I think it's one of the things we might have been a little shell-shocked at the beginning. Like, oh no, here we go. But we got a 3-and-out on the first series on defense, and then we moved the ball right there, and then I think we had a bad snap or something or a bobble there, and then it killed us. So, you know, we got to fix those things. I keep talking about it, keep harping about it, but we've got to get it fixed. If not, we just got to go under center and play from there. But at the same time, you know, the youth, you get these elements where you have to go in and you're going to play on the road, and it's something you have to accept. And our kids have to go in there and they have to adjust to it, and they have to play. They have to block out the noise, and they got to go play. And you know, it don't matter how old or how young you are. It's the environment you go into, how you handle it, how disciplined you are. You know, I've talked about it today with our kids. You can be disciplined, or you can be disappointed. You know, both of them's going to require pain in the end. You know, if you do everything you're asked to do, it's going to be tough. And then if you don't do everything you're asked to do, and you don't do what you're told, you're going to be disappointed in the end too. So, you know, but we've just got to do a little bit better of understanding what we're saying. And oddly enough, I started laughing a little bit today because we got some guys asking questions you think we would know, and then you're like, well, there you go. They've never either played that position. They don't know exactly how to handle that or whatnot. But that's a little bit on us, and that's a little bit on them. And I thought it was kind of comical at one point. You know, I had Grant and JC over there showing how to tuck the ball. That, you know, Grant's been playing tackle all year, and all of a sudden now he's putting a little tight end, and he might catch a ball, and he fumbled it out of bounds. Then he's like, I said, tuck the ball. And he was like, later on, we were a team. He didn't, I don't think you wanted to ask in front of everybody. So him and JC are like, Coach, how do you tuck the ball? And I thought, well, that kind of brings you back to the realization of where we're at, where you think that they know some of this stuff already, but it's, you got to do all these small steps. And, you know, it goes back to, I guess, when Riley was 4 years old and the coach kept yelling, this is the half court line. You can't guard on the half court. Finally, he got to call timeout, point to the half court line, because she kept going, yeah, I got it. And then she would press him. Finally, we got a technical foul. And then it's just that you have to walk them through everything and show them everything. And so, you know, we're really that young. But we'll grow up and we'll figure it out. And they're getting thrown in the fire and they're starting to understand it. And again, I don't want to buy into the back end, but I think a lot of people do. But let's try to win a couple here in the next couple weeks. And let's get our record, you know, back to being above 500 at the fifth game of the season. And let's try to win the back end then.
That'd be nice. More to come on the Frederica Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Right now, these words from our sponsors.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
V Pizza is your new home for great food and fun. Located next to Harris Teeter on St. Simons, V Pizza only uses quality, fresh ingredients and imports most ingredients from Italy herself. Kids eat free on Monday, and Thursday is Fletzy Night, 50% off pizza and $1.50 beers. live music on the weekends, all-day happy hour every day, six TVs with NFL Red Zone so you won't miss a play. V Pizza, 912-771-1919, online at vpizzassi.com. Look for specials on Facebook.
Looking for an affordable golf cart? Golf Cart Factory is your answer. Exclusive dealer of Royal EV golf carts, way more affordable than those other guys. Conveniently located 2723 Glen Avenue, right next to Pinball Palace. Come see our great selection. Free delivery and financing available. Street legal carts, maintenance, free batteries, road speeds up to 35 miles an hour, Bluetooth stereo, rear backup camera, and more. Golf Cart Factory, 470-929-3023, or check them out online, golfcartfactory.com.
Community brings us together and keeps us together, and nothing brings our community together like stadium lights on a Friday night. Hi, this is Joe Applegate with South Coast Bank, and we are proud to support our local football programs. We are also proud to bring the latest in banking technology and service to our community. South Coast Bank promises to uphold the highest levels of service and integrity, coupled with modern conveniences that make banking easier. Whether it's text alerts, ITM services, competitive loan rates, mobile deposits, or a customer call center available from 7 a.m. till 9 p.m. Monday through Saturday, we're here to make every banking experience a victory for you and your family. We're South Coast Bank, the people you know, the bank you trust, member FDIC.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Dealing with an injury that has you sidelined? Let the highly trained professionals at Advance Rehab get you off the bench and back in the game. With locations in Brunswick, St. Simons, St. Mary's, and Folkestone, we're here to serve you. Whether it's rehab for an injury, post-surgical recovery, performance enhancement, or injury prevention, there's no better answer than Advance Rehab. For more info, check out AdvanceRehab.com or find us on Facebook and Instagram. Give a like and follow.
For generations, Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters have been a staple on St. Simons and the Golden Isles community. From our Atlanta Braves and Georgia Bulldog apparel to AFCO, Johnny O, and Duckhead, Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters truly does have it all. Sunglasses, coastal apparel, and the best selection of lady shoes on St. Simons. And of course, do not forget, we rent tuxedos for any occasion. Gentlemen and Lady Outfitters in the shops at Sea Island, just down from Harris Teeter. 912-634-1521. And online at gentlemensoutfitters.net.
Welcome back to the Frederica Academy Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak here. This segment brought to you by V Pizza, Cunningham Jewelers, Golf Cart Factory, South Coast Bank and Trust, Parker's, Advanced Rehabilitation, and by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, which of course means it's time for us to talk about the health of the team. Back up to full strength, I believe, this past Thursday, and did not look like we had any significant injuries during the game. Maybe a little bit of cramping here and there.
Yeah, I think we're pretty healthy. Nothing major this week. Clifton took a little bump to the head there earlier today with the knee, so we get him evaluated a little bit, check on him, make sure he's okay. But other than that, right now, I think everybody's pretty healthy. Fuller seems to be back up full speed. Everything seems to be rocking around long, so it's good to have a full group that's healthy and ready to go, and try to go out there and hopefully sneak out a win over there in Chula.
Heading back to something, or touching back on something you said on the previous segment here, talking about you can't get the snap issues taken care of, move Stanton under center. That's one thing that I've noticed over the years. There is not a lot of quarterbacks in the GIAA that take snaps from under center. Almost everybody exclusively gets a shotgun and pistol. Why is that?
I think it's more of an offensive trend across the country right now when you really watch. Besides the NFL, you really watch the high school and college. A lot of people are in the shotgun to open it up, it makes it a little more dynamic. You already got your quarterback back there. If you're trying to drop back and pass, he's already got the 5 yards. You don't have to get a five-step drop. You don't have to do those kind of things. It cuts out a little teaching time and some of that. But, you know, the big thing is usually it opens up the offense. Unless you're a true triple option offense like Bullock, you know, Bullock will be under the center and they're going to run it. They're going to run that triple option a bunch. So we'll see. You know, we'll see it once or twice, but for the most part, everybody's in a shotgun. It's a trend right now.
Okay. So the biggest issue, I think, with the game this past Thursday looked like just having a hard time. And of course, it was two of the things we talked about needed to happen is to, you know, get off the field on third down and avoid the big play.
Yeah.
And that's one of the hardest things to coach, I would suspect.
It is. I think that's just an experience thing. Kids not understanding, you know, down and distance sometimes, third down and long, or second and seven, or fourth and two, knowing that, hey, this is probably coming. You got to have a pretty good idea of what's coming. And you know, a lot of it is our kids haven't been on the field a ton playing. And so the more they play, the better we're going to get. And, you know, we're just throwing them out there and let's get it done. And we continue to make some, like I said, we got to correct those mistakes. We can't keep making the same mistakes. If we can do that, I think we can execute and keep the games right there where we can have a chance to win them in the end. And that's what we have to do is keep it close and give ourselves a chance to win right there at the end.
You're listening to the Frederica Knights Coaches Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I think just from seeing a little bit of time that we've seen them, I think we've got a rare kind of cushion this year that we haven't had in the past. And that is having two players with Stanton and with Braxton, to where you got some pretty, at least a little bit of depth at quarterback for the first time in a long time.
We don't have just one guy, but Stanton's done a really good job, and then Braxton comes in if somebody goes down out there because Stanton knows the entire offense, which that's a huge plus for us. Him knowing every bit of it has been huge. He's had a good week. He's been throwing the ball well and had a good week. Braxton, I thought, he does some really good stuff too, but, you know, for us, It's going to be that execution part, and I think Stanton right now, just he's got the advantage because of the knowledge of what he knows, and he knows where everybody's supposed to be and what they're supposed to be doing. I thought Friday night when you were talking about some of the stuff, another thing that we got to do is we got to communicate better across the ball when we're running the offense. Some of the guys weren't hearing some of the plays and the formations Friday night at Bellwood, or Thursday night, and it was loud, but I suspect it'll be loud down there in Tift area as well. So we have to do a little bit better job of communicating across the ball, you know, to the guys. And that's just one of those things. It's got to be a chain of command. Everybody yelling across the ball. And we're going to have to practice a little bit more.
You bemoaned earlier in the season about the lack of or not having full participation during the summer practices. How big of a difference does that make you now that you've got kind of a, you know, captive audience in school?
Well, you got everybody here, and that makes it you can get a quality practice in instead of just working against dummies or whatever and nobody moving. So the biggest thing is you got bodies that are out there that you have to block and you have to tackle and you have to do some things. And for us, that was a big disadvantage in the summer. We were just limited in what we could do to try to go out and execute. So one day you might have 12 linemen and 6 skill kids, so you couldn't do a ton with skill kids. So now, you know, you're getting out there, you got 12 linemen, 12 or 14 linemen, and you got 16 skill kids doing some things. And so getting everybody there, it's a big deal for us, getting everybody in and getting everybody acclimated. And they've done a really good job, you know, of getting in the weight room in the morning. We ask kids come in at 7, so they're coming in, they're working out hard, and then we go out and we try to get our learning in, is what I would say. It's just a mobile classroom out there for us. And Coach Ergen talked about it the other day. Was, you really think about it, our kids are with us probably a third of the day. They get there at 7 and they lift from 7 to 7:45, and then they're going. Then they go to class at 8:15, and then they're with us again from 4 to 6:45. So, and they were 3.5 hours with us. And so the football field is just an extension of the classroom out there. We're just trying to learn everything that we can, and we're trying to get to the basics and be simple and make sure we can execute, you know, and be disciplined at it and do a really good job. So that's the biggest thing for us right now, is just getting everybody there. And I say it to them all the time, if you want to be great, you have to be present. And it's kind of been the motto. And so right now, everybody's participating. We're getting a lot of good work in here lately. And you're going to see us improve as the season goes along. You know, but everybody else will improve too. So we're trying to catch up. We're trying to do some things a little extra here and there. But hopefully we get it caught up. We give ourselves a chance to go into the playoffs, have a chance to win some playoff games, and give ourselves a chance to get in the Final Four, maybe play for a state championship.
Yeah, that would be great. All right, we'll be right back to the Fredericka Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It is time to get busy living, and Stretch Zone on St. Simons is here to help. Stretch Zone is the nation's first and largest practitioner-assisted stretching franchise. Whether it is to improve flexibility, relieve stiffness and soreness, enhance physical and athletic performance, or to increase your range of motion, the professionals at Stretch Zone can help. In the shops at Sea Island, just down from V Pizza. Book your appointment today, 912-268-2495, or check them out online, stretchzone.com. Stretch Zone. Stretch. Work. Play. Repeat.
Because life moves fast, you don't have time to get sick. Stop by Fredericka Pharmacy, your community Health Mart pharmacy, and get the personalized care you need to be healthy during flu season. Simply walk into Fredericka Pharmacy at 3603 Fredericka Road on St. Simons to get your flu shot. 912-357-2357. That's 912-357-2357. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Tired of that boring backyard? Dynamic Landscape is your local answer to creating your dream space. Landscape maintenance, lawn maintenance, installation, design, soft pressure washing, paver patios, retaining walls, fire pits, walkways, and more. Dynamic Landscape has the best solutions for your outdoor project. Give Dynamic Landscape a call today and schedule a quote, 912-574-5488, or check them out online at dynamicsolutionsga.com.
Life is fast. Work, family, kids, your internet has to keep up. Upgrade to the best internet service provider in the Golden Isles with Live Oak Fiber. Enjoy blazing fast speeds with no data limits, unmatched reliability, and service. We have thousands of happy customers, so scheduling slots go fast. Don't miss out. Sign up now at liveoakfiber.com or call 888-396-1243.
For over 100 years, Cunningham Jewelers has supported our local community and our local high school athletes. This football season, be on the winning team. Come on in and let our friendly staff help you find that perfect gift no matter your budget. Score big every time with Cunningham Jewelers. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com. Ashley's Pure Water Solutions, the newest division of Ashley's Business Solutions, is a proud supporter of Fredericka Knights football. Are you tired of dealing with heavy water bottles, unsanitary coolers, and the rising cost of traditional water delivery companies? Ashley's is now providing reverse osmosis filtered pure drinking water to our customers. Stop risking your health by consuming microplastics and dangerous cancer-causing forever chemicals. Call Ashley's Pure Water Solutions today to set up your 7-day in-office free trial, 912-267-7802. And remember, it's not clean water unless it's pure water.
All right, welcome back to the Fredericka Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. I am Jeff Doak, and this segment is brought to you by Gentlemen and Ladies Outfitters, Ashley Business Solutions, Live Oak Fiber, Dynamic Landscaping, Stretch Zone, and by Fredericka Academy. For those of y'all who are here tonight, just want to point out, Stretch Zone folks are here. They're inside. They've got a table set up. So if you want to go and see a little bit about what Stretch Zone is all about, please do so. Of course, you still got 8 minutes left in the show, so you might want to wait for that. Anyway, All right, so this upcoming Friday night, we head to Chula, the suburb of Tifton. Take on the Tift Area Academy Panthers. And you speculate that this is a another high candidate for the state playoffs, state champion potential.
Yeah, they're a really good team. A good measuring stick for us, I think, you know, when you look at it, they're pretty veteranish. I think they got 12 or 13 seniors and maybe 15 juniors. So they're a veteranish group of kids. You know, Coach Soliday does a really good job. Kind of knew he was going to be really good when he didn't really text me a bunch here in the last little bit, last couple months. So,
get worried when he gets quiet.
Yeah, he'll text you all the time. Like, he's like, man, we're not very good or blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, whatever. He's the Lou Holtz of football at times. But, you know, he's got a good squad and they're going to be well coached, and he does a really good job of coaching them up. And it's really what's fun about the game with him. It's the chess match. You know he's going to run certain plays. You just don't know when he's going to run it. And so we've been going against him, I think, now for 6-7 years. And we know we practice all of them. We go over them. And then you're like, okay, and you're yelling. Like last year they run the tackle eligible. And we still didn't guard it even though we were yelling it. And so it's fun. You go out there and it's a battle of wits, and he's an outstanding coach, and they do a good job over there, and his son works with him. So we're excited about it. I think we got a chance to go over there, and we just got to play hard and do our job and not turn the ball over and keep it close. And if the weather's bad, they can run and throw, so it'll probably make it one-dimensional for both of us. We'll probably both be trying to run the ball, and, you know, that kind of limits us and them a little bit. But, you know, it's one of those things, how good are we going to hold up in the trenches? Can we get our fits and run on defense, and then offense, can we open up some holes, and can we execute, you know, the run game really well and not shoot ourselves in the foot? That's the biggest thing. If we can get away from shooting ourselves in the foot with penalties and some turnovers here, or bad snaps and turnovers, I think we got a chance to be right in the middle of the game, and that's what we got to fix. That will be an improvement for me, you know, looking at it and going forward. We just got to get those things fixed, and if we can do that, I think we'll be right in the middle of the game, and, you know, hopefully we can keep it exciting and give our fans something to cheer about right there at the end, and hopefully we can sneak out the win.
That familiarity you have with the coach, you got that with several other coaches in the area, in the region. Do you prefer playing somebody that you've gone up against numerous times, or do you like, you know, experiencing a new coach on the other side of the sideline?
Well, so, you know, we have a good relationship, you know, with quite a few of the coaches. We all do. It's a fraternity, really, you know, and you hope your region does well when we're not playing them. But other than that, you know, the funny thing is, I was told a long time ago, if all the coaches like you, that means that you're not winning. So at one point, I was not a very likable guy. And I don't have a ton of people that really like me, but they know that we're going to do a good job with our kids, and we're going to run a first-class program, and we're going to go out there, and we're going to do what we're asked to do. So, you know, that's the things that we're excited about. And I wouldn't say it's easier. Like I said, we know what's coming. It's just, can we stop it when we know that it's going to happen?
This is the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with head coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. So I got one other thing I want to do that's not related to Friday night's game. So let's go ahead and do the three things thing for now. Three big things got to happen Friday night to get out of Chula with a win.
Again, we got to limit the big plays on defense. Don't shoot ourselves in the foot on offense. You know, we got to convert short yardage plays, get first downs, you know, and don't get behind the chains. And then the third thing is we got to create some turnovers and give ourselves a short field. We do that, we got a chance to be right in the middle of the game, and hopefully we can pull it out. You know, it's been seesaw battles back and forth with us in Tift area, no matter who has the best talent or who. Sometimes it just goes back and forth, and it's been fun, it's been challenging. So we know going into it, and we're gonna have a tough game in front of us, it always is. But at the same time, we feel like we got a good chance. you know, to go over and get some things corrected and give ourselves a chance to win the game.
All right, so we're going to take a couple minutes at the end of the this episode of the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show. Talk about probably the most famous of the Frederica alumni is Jalen Simpson. He's going to be starting his first NFL game this Sunday. Have you talked to him recently? How's his state of mind? Is he excited? You know, where's he at?
Right now, he's with the practice squad right now, so he's just on defense, and he's repping, and he's like the 54th man. So if somebody goes down, he's probably in the secondary. He's going to be called up, you know, and he'll be out there playing. But, you know, his biggest thing is getting acclimated, and then they're trying to buy a little time with him to put on some size and some stuff like that. But he's excited. You know, he was excited that he got to stay in Indianapolis and he didn't have to get he didn't get traded or no one picked him up off waivers. So he's there, and he likes Indianapolis, and I think he's going to do a really good job in the future. So really excited about him. And then Jordan got called. He's been moved up, too, to varsity. So he's now – I think he might be the only freshman at Air Force Academy that's on the varsity team right now. He's working with them solely now. So, and guess what number he is?
36. Oh, man. Look at that.
Him and Jalen got the same number. So, Jalen was 36 at Auburn, and then now Jordan's 36 at Air Force, and he's been moved up, and he'll probably see some playing time. I wouldn't be surprised if he doesn't play some this Saturday against San Jose State.
Yeah, so I got moved to fullback.
Yeah. They had three guys go down, and they moved him right there to get in and start resting. So he's in the rotation right now. And like I told Coach Calhoun, it won't take you long to figure out the rotation be pretty soon. If he touches the ball a couple times, he's going to make some things happen. And, you know, he'll be out there, and I think he'll do a really good job. And he'll get better as the game goes on. I think that's one of the things that they discovered with him when he got there was he was much more advanced than most freshmen when he came in, knowledge of the football and being in shape and all that stuff. So it'll be exciting for Jordan. I'm excited for him, and I'm excited for Jalen. And, you know, it's for both guys, it's a huge learning curve for both of them. And I'm just glad they're both being able to participate and do some things, and they're excited about playing.
All right. Well, always good to keep up with the alumni that's still playing, wherever it may be. But this current batch of Knights, they've got a big one coming up this Friday night, heading over to Shula to take on the Tift Area Academy Panthers. Game starts at 7:30, and of course we'll be back here next Wednesday night for another episode of the Frederica Academy Knights Coaches Show with Head Coach Brandon Derrick on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Jeff Doak signing off as soon as Coach wraps us up with those two magic words.
Go Knights!